With society's endless expectations upon you and mental health and anxiety issues on the rise, finding your true authentic self can be challenging. Being your true self is a key and never a mistake, because you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically. Join Dr. Kim R. Grimes as she creates a safe space and initiates influential conversations about you being you. Listen to discussions featuring step-by-step guides, techniques, and principles that you can sink your teeth into about uncovering your greatness, triggering a mindset shift, and living beyond your limiting beliefs. The time to connect with who you were created to be and fall madly, in love with you starts now. Here's your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes.
Welcome, 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 welcome back, you guys. Yay! I'm always excited to do a podcast and welcome you all back to You Are You Unapologetically. So I'm back, Dr. Kim R. Grimes, and today we're diving into a topic that can really, really make a difference in your life. The science behind how to break bad habits. Yes! So habits are the foundation of our routines, but sometimes they can feel like invisible chains keeping us stuck in patterns we know aren't serving us. So today, we're breaking down the science, the strategies, and the steps to finally break free from those strangling habits that are holding you back. Bad habits, whether it's procrastination, overeating, excessive phone use, or excessive scrolling, or negative self-talk, can feel frustratingly hard to break. But here's the good news. Science tells us that the habits are built on specific neurological patterns, which means they can be dismantled and restructured. Yup. So in this episode, we're going to explore exactly how habits are formed, the cues and triggers that keep them going, and how we can rewire our brains to break those patterns. Whether you're working on a major life change or just trying to make a few tweaks, this episode is for you. So this topic isn't just about stopping a bad habit. It's about understanding yourself, your routines, and your potential for growth. We all have habits we want to change, but doing so requires more than just willpower. It's about understanding how habits work on a deeper level and building tools to reshape them. Yes. So today I'll be sharing actionable insights that you can start using right away. That is why this topic matters. Have you ever heard of the term habit loop? Habit loop. What about the term understanding cue, routine, and reward? Well, let's start looking by what's called the habit loop. It's a concept first introduced by author Charles Duhigg in his book called The Power of Habit. Every habit, good or bad, has three parts a cue, a routine, and a reward. The cue is what triggers the habit, like seeing a notification on your phone. The routine is the behavior itself, like picking up your phone and scrolling, right? And the reward is the feeling you get from doing it. Maybe it's relief from boredom or release from stress. To break a habit, start by identifying each part of the habit loop. Ask yourself, what's my cue? What's the routine I engage in? And what is the reward I'm seeking? This self-awareness is the first step in breaking the cycle. So let's talk about the power of triggers and how to change them. So once you know the cues that trigger your bad habits, you can work to change them. It's that simple. You have to know what they are. For example, if stress triggers late night snacking, then think about alternative response to stress that don't involve food. Maybe it's taking a few deep breaths, right? Or listening to a quick guided meditation. They're always soothing. Start by experimenting with changing your environment. If a messy desk makes you want to procrastinate, try organizing it at the start of each day. If the kitchen triggers snacking, keep healthier options in sight, or try setting a time limit for snacking. By identifying and modifying these triggers, you can make real progress in breaking a habit. Believe me. Replace the routine with a positive alternative or powerful alternative. Either one works. Yep. Simply trying to stop a habit can be hard, which I know we all have experienced it, right? Which is why replacing it with a new positive or powerful routine is more effective. Instead of focusing on quitting the bad habit, focus on developing a new, healthier one in place. Say your habit is to reach for your phone when you are bored. Nothing to do, right? A replacement might be reaching for a book instead, or doing some craft like painting or sewing or some physical activity, right? Like working out. So how about you? Set up a simple if-then plan. If I feel like reaching for my phone out of sheer boredom, then I'll go for a short walk, or I'll pick up a book, or I'll start crocheting. That just came in the top of my head. This way, you're not just breaking a habit, but redirecting your energy into a positive new one. Mm-hmm. There are rewards in breaking habits. Therefore, understanding the reward system and finding better rewards are crucial. Our brains are wired to seek reward, which is why breaking a habit often requires us to find a substitute reward that's equally satisfying. So if you can find a new reward that makes you feel as good as the old habit, you're more likely to stick to the change. If not, you're going to have to find something, another reward. So stop and make a list of small, satisfying rewards that you can give yourself when you succeed in avoiding a bad habit. If you're trying to cut down on social media, reward yourself with a 10-minute break outside in nature, or treat yourself to something relaxing like a massage at the end of the day or take a nap at the end of the day. Something that's going to relax you. Now, accountability, that's huge. And you must, say it again, you must track your progress. Because if not, how you know you're improving, right? Breaking a habit is easier when you have accountability, whether through a friend, a family member, or even an app. There are many of them out there. Tracking your progress also helps as it makes you more aware of your progress over time. Just seeing those small wins can keep you motivated. But I like to say, celebrating your small wins as you go will keep you going for sure. So try journaling each day about your progress and where you are. Make a quick note of any challenges as well as victories. We definitely want to keep track of our victories. And here's the thing, share it with your accountability partner. If at all possible, share it, share, share. The process of tracking helps keep you focused and aware of the positive changes that are occurring. And you want to remember those changes so that you can celebrate your small win. All right, let's be real though. Let's be real. Breaking habits can be tough and slip-ups happen. Rather than punishing yourself, practice patience and self-compassion. Give yourself grace. Give yourself grace. Remember that growth is a process. It's a process, and at times you're going to find yourself in the process. And each step you take towards breaking a bad habit is progress. The role of patience and self-compassion in a habit changes plays. Let me say this again. The role of patience and self-compassion in habit change plays a huge part. And again, celebrate your small wins and remind yourself that setbacks, yeah, they're normal. They are just as normal as breathing. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with them. Okay. If you have a rough day, don't let it derail you. Don't let it beat you down or take you off track. Each day is a new opportunity for you to make positive and powerful changes. We each get 24 hours every day to do it differently than before. That's what we do. So visualization can be a powerful tool in rewiring your brain for new habits. Studies show that when we visualize our goals and the steps to reach them, we're more likely to achieve them. So imagine yourself engaging in the positive, powerful habits you want to adopt and see yourself succeeding. Yes, see yourself succeeding. Take moments throughout the day and spend time visualizing the future. Your future, right? And the future you. Someone who frees of the habit and living fully without it. Let me say that again. That didn't come, of course, good at all. Okay. So take moments throughout the day and spend time visualizing the future you. Someone who's free of the habit and living fully without it. That's what I was trying to say. This positive reinforcement can help you stay focused, motivated, and encouraged to the utmost. Yes. Breaking bad habits isn't about being perfect. Not at all. Because not one of us is perfect. So it's about understanding yourself and your behaviors better your behaviors better so that you can make intentional changes and intentional choices. Yes. So every small step counts. And with a little patience and persistence, you can transform your habits and ultimately your life. Just do it. That's what Nike says, right? So here's your challenge for this week. Just choose one habit. Just one. Just choose that one habit that you want to change and apply just one strategy that we talked about in this episode. Just apply it today. Apply it to it today. One habit, one strategy. Let's not make it hard, okay? It can be just as simple as identifying your cues, setting up a replacement routine, or finding an accountability partner. Remember, success is built on small, consistent changes. And celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. And celebrate more. We all know with society's rigid expectations and endless opinions, self-expression and self-appreciation can feel challenging and daunting. Most of the time, this pushes you to dumb down, hide what you're really feeling, right? And just go with the flow. Just, you're just there, right? But you are you. Unapologetically, and that means being true to who you were created to be and not allowing people's opinions to affect how you show up in life. Let people talk. It's going to happen no matter what. They're going to talk about you. Let them talk. You have no time to be intimidated by the presence of others and think little of yourself. No time whatsoever. So when you show up without pretense or hesitation, the world can't. They won't be able to dull your glamour. They can't. And most importantly, you will be inspired to shine your light so brightly that you're going to share it. And it's going to reach others and it's going to help others. And you're going to help them to tap into their own brilliance. So let's all agree to put an end to this disparaging mindset and begin to own our authentic self. Let's do that. How? Join me here in this safe space where I will initiate influential conversations about you, give you insightful information, nuggets about you, because you are you unapologetically, and absolutely no one, no one, absolutely no one is better at being you than you. They don't exist. Sorry, they don't. With that being said, thank you, thank you, thank you again and again for joining me here on the podcast, You Are You, Unapologetically. And I hope that today's episode has empowered you to take control of your habits and start building a life that aligns with your life's vision, mission, goals, and I'll say desires and dreams, right? Now, if you enjoyed this episode and you got something from it, and it has empowered you in the smallest way, then don't forget to subscribe, but also share it. Share it with someone who you know that can benefit from it. But no judgment. Just share it. Please share it. And keep going. Stay focused and remember, you have the power. I have the power. We each have the power to shape our own habits and live life unapologetically. Until next time, ciao, ciao.
Thank you for listening to this episode. May this transformational discussion shift your mindset so you can live in possibility, so you can step higher in your greatness and stand bolder in your brilliance. Do not wait another minute. Start now to uncover your greatness and begin to fall madly, madly, did I say madly, in love with you. The journey to unleashing and owning your true self doesn't end here. Be sure to subscribe to the show at KimRGrimes.com. Leave a rating and gear up for more conversations like this one. See you on the next episode. And remember, you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically.